Of course, this this awful killing spree that took place in the Valley late last week and on into the weekend was spurred by this 8-year-old divorce of Dwight Jones and his ex-wife. Nobody's suggesting that somebody should not have divorced this guy. But how can you make divorces a little less acrimonious? And does that have anything to do with this when you're dealing with an unstable individual like Dwight Jones? Joining us this morning is family law attorney Pamela Donison, who's held the hands of lots of people as they've gone through divorces. Have you seen an uptick in nasty divorces through the years, Pamela?
Hi, Jim. You know, I have to say that the level of acrimony seems to be increasing, and I don't know if that's a product of all of us being a little bit more aware or if that's actually an uptick in violence. It's difficult to know.
A lot of times when it comes to disputes in relationships, it gets very passionate. That's why domestic violence calls are some of the most dangerous for responding police officers. Do you ever find yourself afraid, or are you doing anything differently in your job to protect yourself?
You know, I have had occasion to be afraid. We're pretty vulnerable in our offices. You know, you just walk right in. And so there have been many occasions where litigants, either an opposing party or even my own client, has been in a situation where I didn't feel completely safe and felt physically threatened. And that's one of the reasons that I decided many years ago that I was not going to litigate family law cases anymore, that there had to be a better way. So using collaborative divorce methods, mediation, and negotiation is what I opted to do in order to reduce that level of anger and angst, to make things safer for everybody, you know, not just for me, but for my staff and for the parties. Because violence just doesn't really solve any problem. All it does is exacerbate what's already there.
Yeah. We are talking about the case of Dwight Jones and divorce in general here with family law attorney Pamela Donison on Arizona's Morning News. You know, when you're dealing with someone like Dwight Jones, and I'm not asking you to specifically talk about this case, kind of all bets are off, and it's hard to get to collaborative divorce, because I saw the list of filings. It was ginormous. These folks had gone back and forth for a long time, mostly caused by him, Pamela.
Well, we can speculate that it was mostly caused by him, but you know, I don't know that. And I have looked at the docket, and it is, you know, it's a long docket with what appears to be a lot of conflict regarding child custody. And that's one of the most difficult situations ever, because of course each parent thinks they're the better parent to be with their child when they're in the middle of a divorce. And so I think, you know, looking at this, there was a psychiatric evaluation of Mr. Jones, and you know, that's certainly indicative that there were problems, but it doesn't mean that he was the only problem. You know, obviously there in a divorce there's conflict, and I'm not saying that because I don't know the exact situation of the Jones divorce, but in every divorce there's conflict on both sides, unless the parties are emotionally mature enough to sit down at the table and say, you know, this has gone too far and we're ready to stop this. But
it's sad, though. You know, very often when children are involved, the adults become like children. They act like children, and they use the children against each other. It's pretty horrible.
That's absolutely correct. And it's one of the worst things, actually, that parents can do is use their children as a pawn in the situation. Really, it needs to be none of the children's business what's happening. The grown-ups need to take care of business and then move on with their lives.
All right, Pamela, thanks a lot for your time. Really appreciate it. That's family law attorney Pamela Donison talking about the dangers of acrimonious divorce. And once again, I'd like to say that in no way, shape, or form am I suggesting that Dwight Jones's ex-wife should not have tried to divorce him, should not have tried to get the child in her custody based on his violent past.